Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named David P. Hess, DAVID, middle initial PHESS. Date of birth 08-02. Date of birth February 18, 1957. Date of appointment January 27, 2025, requesting physician Joseph Dimaria, J-O-S-E-P-A-D-I-M-A-R-I-A. Dear Dr. Dimaria, I have the pleasure of seeing David Hess today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose right hand is immobile. He cannot extend finger, cannot move finger. Third, fourth, and fifth fingers are numb. Right hand is weak. He has he has a pain in the right hand. His left hand is okay. No neck pain. No backache due to the hip problem. He cannot walk. He came to the office in a wheelchair. Past medical history of rhabdomyolysis, chronic venous insufficiency. Hyperlipidemia, insomnia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of cellulitis, idiopathic aseptic necrosis of the left femur, elevation of the liver transaminase enzymes, multiple fracture of the rib on the right side, heart failure, hypothyroidism, constipation, past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Tylenol, Apixaban, Bimetanide, Digoxin, Folic Acid, Gabapentin, Levothyroxine, Melatonin, Metoprolol, Oxycodone, Thymine, Trazodone, Xeroform, Petrolate, Gauze, Social History, ex-alcohol abuser, ex-smoker, stopped smoking 20 years ago, does not have any children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased due to MI, one brother, Parkinson's disease, two sister. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having a right hand weakness. difficulty walking, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength. Right upper extremity 4 over 5, right hand grip 3 over 5, left upper extremity 5 over 5, left lower extremity 5 over 5, please rewrite again, right upper extremity 4 over 5, hand grip of the right side 3 over 5, left upper extremity 5 over 5. Bilateral lower extremity 4 over 5. Deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 1 over 4, lower extremity 0 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the right leg. Patient is in wheelchair. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, right-hand carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph, his difficulty walking is due to neuropathy or due to the hip problem. His right hand weakness can be due to carpal tunnel syndrome or is a bone and joint problem. He already had an x-ray of the right hand which I do not have a report. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. I would like to see him back in my office when all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good morning, St. Mary's Hospital.